Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
U.S. Senator Al Franken announced on Thursday that he will resign in the wake of multiple sexual harassment claims against him. Franken is the second prominent Democrat forced out of office over misconduct allegations. Seven women accuse him of having inappropriately touched them. On Wednesday, about two-thirds of Democrats in the Senate, including almost all of the women in the party's Senate caucus, called for him to step down. He used his announcement to call out President Trump and the Republican Senate candidate, Roy Moore.
I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party.
Let's get more on this. We're joined by Simon Marks, who is there for us in Washington, D.C. Simon, good to see you. So did Al Franken actually have any choice but to resign, given the loss of support he experienced within his party?
Look, I think at the end of the day, he had no choice at all. The die was cast within the last 24 hours when you saw so many Democrats in the U.S. Senate, including so many women Democrats in the U.S. Senate, saying that it was time for him to go. He had done his best over the course of the last week to try and tough things out. But as more stories began to surface and more allegations were ranged against him, the climate here now simply did not allow him to survive. Democrats view his departure, and he hasn't departed yet. He says he will resign at some point over the course of the next few weeks as an opportunity for them to sort of reset the dialogue here after days in which the Democratic Party has seemed somewhat lost following attempts by Nancy Pelosi, the party's leader in the House of Representatives, to defend some of those Democrats who have found themselves caught in this particular snare. But whatever the allegations against Al Franken, and as I say, there are still stories and accusations piling up against him. At the end of the day, the climate here has moved so rapidly over the last two or three weeks that he really was left with no alternative but to make that speech on the floor of the Senate, even as he did so, though, pointing to what he referred to as the irony of the fact that he was having to go, but Donald Trump would be staying in office at the White House.
So where does this leave the Republicans and Roy Moore, who is from the Republicans, who also faces similar allegations of sexual harassment? Does this put pressure on the Republicans to do something?
Well, you know, there will be those who say that Roy Moore faces far more serious allegations than Al Franken, not least because of the age of some of the women at the time that Roy Moore is accused of having targeted. But this is the reason why the Democrats want, I think, to try and reset the conversation. They will be without Al Franken. They will be without Congressman John Conyers, who was also facing allegations and announced his retirement earlier this week. And that gives them, they hope, a chance to make the case that they have cleaned house. But the Republicans have not. Indeed, the fact that Donald Trump himself has endorsed Roy Moore for that open Senate seat in Alabama, and the fact that Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, who says he believes the women who have made claims against Roy Moore, but may soon find himself having to consider seating Roy Moore in the Republican caucus up on Capitol Hill if he wins that election in Alabama. The Democrats are hoping to say, look, we are now clean on this issue, but the Republicans are still very polluted by it. And they hope that in that Senate race in Alabama, if not anywhere else, it's going to help their man as he tries to claw out a victory over Roy Moore in a part of the country that traditionally is very loyal to the Republicans.
Okay, many thanks for that. Simon Marks there for us in Washington, D.C.